Yeah, this is Willie Terry, your roaming labor correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk Network. And today I'm here with Tom Ellis, an organizer, a longtime organizer in the Capital Region. And Tom lived in Albany, right, Tom?
Yes, that's correct. I've lived in Albany nearly my whole life.
Right. And Tom, you're also part of the Solidarity Committee of the Capital Region. You've been involved in a lot of other things, so why don't you tell me something about that?
I've been a Solidarity Committee member pretty much continuously for like the last 25 years. During the first 10 years, I was sort of on the fringes of it or a part of it, but not as close as in more recent years. I've been a longtime environmental activist. I helped shut down the Answers Trash Incinerator in Albany in 1994. I helped get a good cleanup of the depleted uranium waste dump and colony on the National Lead property. I helped prevent Albany from siting a landfill in Queens, right near the Lafarge plant. I've worked to preserve rivers in Canada from being transformed into hydroelectric stations with giant nasty reservoirs behind them with power lines built to the United States. I've done a lot of environmental work. I'm a longtime member of the Palestinian Rights Committee in Albany, which is an educational group, and we've been around since 1982. I'm a charter member, and we've done a lot of advocacy work. We had a newsletter for years. We used to have annual dinners. We write letters to the newspapers, and we've tried to encourage the public in this region to support what we believe is the just cause of Palestinians for certainly civil and political in their human rights and maybe their national rights.
Right. And Tom also is one of the key organizers of Martin Luther King event that happened every year here in the Capital District. And that's one of the reasons we're talking to him to, talk to some of the people that be involved in this event. Tom, tell me a little bit about yourself. You say you're a teacher. What's your profession?
Yes, I work as a teacher. I work as a social studies teacher.
Oh, okay.
Global history and economics, participation in government, and current events.
And you think that has some influence on your life, being a global study teacher?
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I said you think that had a lot of influence on your life, being a global study teacher? Because, I mean, you learn about what's happening throughout the world, right?
Yes, and vice versa. Knowing about what's going on in the world helps me to be a better global studies teacher.
Mm-hmm. And Tom, how long you been organizing?
I've been organizing since about 1980.
Mm-hmm.
In 1980, I went to New York State Public Service Commission hearings. I started doing that for 6 years. Each time Niagara Mohawk applied for an electric rate increase, I went in there and I cross-examined the vice presidents, trying to convince the state government that neither Niagara Mohawk nor its customers could afford Niagara Mohawk's very expensive nuclear power program.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried organizing people statewide in an effort to shut that program down, but was, obviously I was not successful. Those reactors are still running out near Oswego. It's hard to organize statewide on nuclear power issues because most people don't live near the nukes. They don't see them, though. They're 100 miles away. They don't even know they're there. But I did a lot more organizing locally on the environmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, like getting closer to the topic at hand, when the Martin Luther King holiday became a national holiday, I think in 1985, beginning almost immediately, the state government held a Martin Luther King holiday celebration in the convention center of the Empire Plaza, and Governor Mario Cuomo used to go to that event each year, and I think he spoke at it, and the events were not great. They were a little bit political, but not real political, and in 1994, the Answers Trash Incinerator in Albany was spewing poisons all over the city, and it was landing on the snow, turning the snow a dark, like a black color, and I said to Aaron Mayer, who's an environmental organizer who you might know, I said, Mario Cuomo is going to come in this door, and I want you to be there when he walks in the door, and you can talk to him, and he'll talk to you for a while. And I said, Dad, I'll be there, and we're going to tell them we want that incinerator shut down right now because it's poisoning the people of Sheridan Hollow and Arbor Hill and much of the city of Albany. It was a filthy incinerator. It was owned by the state. So Aaron Mayer standing there with his wife and his kids, and I'm standing there. Cuomo comes walking through the door. He sees me. He doesn't want to talk to me. He talks to Aaron Mayer. It worked perfect. And yeah. Mayer talked to him for maybe a half an hour. And 2 weeks later, Cuomo got together with the new Mayor Jennings in Albany and other people, and they shut down that trash incinerator. Mm-hmm. It was a spectacular victory for us.
Right.
Because for the children in Arbor Hill and in Sheridan Hollow, some of them were finally able to breathe clean air for the first time in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really filthy, dirty operation.
Mm-hmm.
And when Pataki became governor, the event deteriorated quite a bit, and it had no political content at all.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us kept going to the event, and then after one of the events in 1998, Fred Pfeiffer, who was a member of the Solidarity Committee, he said, this was not a good event. It was all pathetic. We can do better ourselves. Maybe we ought to try something. So we looked around at each other and said, yeah. So later in 1998, we began organizing the first Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday labor celebration.
So you're saying that because of the political character of that state, the non-political character of the state.
No political content to it. We all know that Martin Luther King was a very serious political leader.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't about cosmetic change. He wanted real change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's a hero to so many people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he risked everything, and in fact, he lost his life doing it. Martin Luther King used to begin some of his speeches by saying, we're gathered here today for serious business. He set the right tone at the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted real solutions to real problems.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working on a national level starting when he was 26 years old. I mean, he was really, really very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
He built these huge coalitions.
Right.
He was optimistic. He knew things were bad, but he knew that, like he said, that the arc of justice bends towards the better.
Mm-hmm.
Or the arc of history bends towards improvements in justice. He took advantage of his opportunities. He said there are clear distinctions between good and evil. I mean, I was super impressed with Martin Luther King even when I was a kid. And so we began our event. First one was in 1999. It was held at the Wilburn Temple,
mm-hmm.
which is right near the Empire Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme of the event was civil rights, the labor movement, and the fight for the rights of black farmers and landowners.
Mm-hmm.
The keynote speakers were Connie McQueen, Coalition of Black Trade Unionists in District 65, Gary Grant, who was the president of the Black Farmers and Agriculturalists, and executive director of the Concerned Citizens of Tillery, North Carolina, and then Land Loss Fund. And John Funicello, the chairman of the Solidarity Committee, also spoke. And we had what we thought was a wonderful event. We had a good turnout. The downstairs of the Wilburn Temple was full. It wasn't packed, but it was full. And I think people were genuinely pleased. We promoted it as a family event. There were lots of kids there. It was all races and ages, so there were middle-aged people and older people there. It was really a beautiful event, and afterwards we decided to try to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we continued it for 4 years at the Wilburn Temple, and we could have continued it longer, but it just got to be too crowded in there. During the fourth year, it was like, I thought maybe it was a little too crowded, that if there had been some sort of an emergency or something, we might not have been able to get everybody out. We were clearly in violation of the fire code for the size of the attendance that we had. So we needed to move it to a bigger place, and we moved it to the Toast School, the Thomas O'Brien Academy of Science and Technology,
mm-hmm.
Which is in Lincoln Park. We held it there for, I don't know how many years, 6 or 7 years, and those were good events, and we got the Albany Public School Teachers to start working with us, and eventually we got New York State United Teachers to begin working with us. I'll just give you some of the speakers we had. In 2000 at our event, Alice Green of the Center for Law and Justice was a keynote speaker. And Eddie Ellis, a relation of mine, a former New York State death row prisoner, spoke. 2001, Bill Fletcher Jr. In 2002, Espacio Altera, Independent Farm Worker Center, William Bill Lucy, AFSCME Secretary Treasurer, National President of CBTU. We had in 2004, our theme was Your Vote is Your Hope. 2007, A Labor of Love. 2008, really something that's really pertinent today, Voting Rights for All, Count Every Vote.